It's the California Update from KRCB FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A delegation of Mexican senators has wrapped up a visit to the California Capitol. They met with Governor Jerry Brown, legislative and business leaders, and last night, a group of Dreamers, immigrants whose parents brought them to the U.S. as children. Sally Schilling reports from Sacramento that many of them are now worried about the possibility of being deported under President Trump.
The group of Dreamers asked the Mexican senators what will happen if they are deported to Mexico. Will there be job opportunities? What if they don't speak Spanish? Harrison Cortez is a student at Chico State and a Dreamer. He has leukemia. He asked the senators if there would be any support for his medical needs should he be deported.
They weren't able to give me a straight answer. One of them pretty much said there's nothing set up over there that can help you. And one of the consulate people said that they could maybe connect me to a hospital, but I don't know, it's $5,000 a month for chemotherapy. How can you do that?
In spite of that response, he says he's hopeful the senators will take some of the concerns made by Dreamers and put them into action. According to the delegation, Mexico is investing $50 million in legal aid for people in the U.S. who fear deportation. I'm Sally Schilling.
Well, people weren't the first evacuees from downstream of Orrville Dam. Millions of salmon were moved from a fish hatchery for fear that too much erosion and turbid water from the damaged spillway could kill fish eggs. Howard Brown with NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service says too much turbidity can smother fish eggs, but there is a more pressing issue.
The very high levels of turbidity could actually clog the intake facilities at the hatchery and possibly shut off the water supply. So that was probably the driving concern.
Brown says turbid, sediment-filled waterways mostly benefit native fish in California. It provides cover from invasive predators. And before the dams were built, the state's rivers naturally carried more sediment. You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.